A group of state lawmakers assigned to oversee Hawaiian affairs legislation this session appears to be lacking Native Hawaiian legislators. To tell us more about what this could mean for Hawaiian issues at the state capitol this year is HPR reporter Ku'uwehi Hiraishi. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So this is a head scratcher. No Hawaiians on the Native Hawaiian.
How did this happen, right? So everyone knows the legislative committee assignments and reassignments are nothing new at the state legislature, right? Every so often we'll have leadership at each chamber make the best use of their legislators by assigning them to areas that perhaps they have a background in or a skill set in. And when it comes to Hawaiian affairs, each chamber does have its own committee responsible for vetting legislation related to Hawaiian affairs. So think of proposals for the Department of Hawaiian Homeland or Office of Hawaiian Affairs. All this legislation does have to go through these Hawaiian Affairs committees. And how it works is each legislator will actually request to be on this committee or that committee based on their preferences, right, their issue, their constituency perhaps cares about a particular area. And so that's where we found ourselves.
Well, so what are you telling me then? None of the Native Hawaiian lawmakers wanted to be on the Hawaiian Affairs Committee?
So it's hard to tell. I haven't been able to talk to all Native Hawaiian legislators, but that was that appears to be the case coming from Big Island Representative Mark Nakashima in the State House of Representatives. So he's the new chair of the Judiciary and Hawaiian Affairs Committee in the House. And he says there was a reluctance amongst some of his Native Hawaiian colleagues to join his committee of about a dozen or so. So there is one, a Native Hawaiian, he says, James Tokioka, a representative from Kauai, on that House Committee on Hawaiian Affairs. And then on the Senate side, Waianae's Maile Shimabukuro, who we know is not Hawaiian, chairs that Hawaiian Affairs Committee, and she says, of the five members on her committee, two are Native Hawaiian.
Well, how much influence do these committees have in terms of the bills that are being considered?
Right. So as I kind of mentioned earlier, any legislative proposal dealing with Hawaiian affairs will need to advance through these committees. And if a hearing perhaps is not scheduled for a for some proposal, that won't get its a day in the light at the legislature. So that worries folks like Helani Sonora Pale. She's with the Political Action Committee Clerk in Hawaii. She's been monitoring Hawaiian legislation and issues at the state capitol for years. And for her, it's about Native Hawaiian representation or lack thereof.
And we have some legislators who are Hawaiian. Right. The other concern is that there's a lot of Hawaiian legislators in the House that don't want to be on there. They don't want to lead the committee. They don't want to be on there because we all know Hawaiian issues are the most controversial issues.
So what are some of the top issues that are being considered by the Native Hawaiian Affairs Committees this year?
The most talked about proposal in both chambers seems to be the DHHL gambling bill.
Ah, yes.
So this, you've heard about it. It is a proposal to generate revenue for the Department of Hawaiian Homelands by allowing the development of a casino on Hawaiian Homelands in Kapolei. So that is definitely, I've heard from both chairs of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee in both chambers saying that is likely the issue. They'd like to give it a fair hearing, but they know that it has raised a lot of community concern, especially with homesteaders. There's also some legislation calling for greater protections of iwi kupuna, strengthening burial protections. And this, I think, is going to make some headway this year after seeing some of the events in Lahaina on Maui. At the end of last year, there was some development that did run into some protests by folks from the area who were worried that proper vetting for iwi wasn't done. So we'll see some of that legislation going through. There are also proposals to reform elections for trustees of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, which we knew a proposal is in there to randomize the names, the order in which names appear on the ballot, which has always been a concern in that race. but also another proposal to allow for funding parity, because for some of these candidates who run, they are running statewide campaigns with little to no funding to do so. So those are some of the hot topics we'll be seeing this session.
So is the, I guess, the concern that, you know, if you're a non-Hawaiian lawmaker, that you may not fully grasp some of these issues and the impact that it could have on Native Hawaiians?
Yes, I think that's at the core of it. But there is some value in having that outsider's perspective, or at least that's what Waianae Senator Maile Shimabukuro had mentioned. She is not Hawaiian, as we mentioned earlier, and she's managed to, you know, do a really good job of chairing the Hawaiian Affairs Committee for nearly a decade in the Senate. She says sometimes her being an outsider has been an advantage in her role as committee chair.
And I can see why for a lot of Hawaiians it would be difficult, because there's so much extended family and right, and you know, you're often so close to the issue because of, you know, your relatives or your, obviously, your friends, your neighbors, your community, that it might put you in a difficult position to have to say something that might offend, you know, your neighbor or cousin, whoever it is. Whereas for someone like myself who's not Hawaiian, you know, maybe it's easier for me to say it.
So that may be the case with the House Committee on Judiciary and Hawaiian Affairs. Perhaps that outsider perspective will help elevate the discourse, but that doesn't mean that non-Hawaiian legislators are not seeking guidance from their Hawaiian counterparts.
So what do you think is going to happen in the House? What does Representative Nakashima plan to do just to make sure that the Native Hawaiians, that voice, you know, is heard in this whole process, if he's only got one Native Hawaiian on his committee? I mean, I understand the whole Pilikia thing, right?
Right. No, he did say that he plans to form an advisory committee to sort of help him guide his gather Manawa, but also guide him on these issues, and not just in Hawaiian issues, but others as well. He did plan on doing some training specific to Native Hawaiian law and issues, but he sort of, you know, he had the idea that he doesn't need the Native Hawaiian voice only on the committee to get through to him, meaning he will be constantly and actively seeking out the Manao of his Native Hawaiian colleagues in both chambers of the legislature as he goes through some of these issues. So, you know, he's trying, and I think if anything, there will be many in the Native Hawaiian community keeping a close eye on how this all turns out.
It is interesting, though, because if you look to the nation's capital, right, the incoming president, right, Biden, is making a big case for diversity and making sure that the people, there are enough people of color in high positions, because a lot of these areas, you know, affect those citizens across the state, or across the nation, actually. So, you know,
right, the idea.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, the idea of representation, I think, is what you were kind of getting at, is important. And I think we're seeing that be a central point in this debate. We do not see anything happening before the start of the session to add any Native Hawaiian legislators necessarily to this House committee. But Shimabukuro mentioned that she's looking forward to working with her counterpart in the House on these Hawaiian affair issues this coming session, and that they may be keeping a close eye on what happens with committee assignments in the future. Here's Shimabukuro.
You know, as a neighbor island boy, I'm sure he also has ties to the Hawaiian community as well. That's perhaps why he was interested in the position. So I look very much forward to working with him. But of course, you know, I hear the concerns, and I'm sure that, you know, that is something that should be addressed by both houses of the legislature, that we make sure that Hawaiians, you know, Hawaiian voices are heard via Hawaiian legislators.
All right, so everybody will be watching.
yes, they will.
Thanks so much, Kuʻuwehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR reporter Kuʻuwehi Reishi talking about legislative committee assignments and what it could mean for Hawaiian issues. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.